Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is kind of a rare thing for us to do at Pieces to offer Christmas Day service, and we thought we'd do it this year. But we had a lot of people here last night. A few of you were here for that wonderful service, and it was well attended. This morning's lighter. We can kind of relax a little bit and celebrate Christmas in a more intimate feeling. How did the gift unwrapping go this morning? Any reports? How did it go? Pretty good. You got what you wanted? Yeah. Andrew, how'd you do?
Great.
Great. All right. Sweet. Anybody else? Yeah, we unwrapped gifts as well this morning. And how did it go, Kaya? Pretty well. Okay. Yep. She's feeling good about it. We are in a sense unwrapping a gift here this morning at Peace. Just want to give recognition of it. And that is that up here we have a new pyramid. You may recall that we have a friend in the congregation that's made these by hand. And this is the Alpha and the Omega. Just so you see these signs, you're kind of wondering, what are those signs? The Alpha and the Omega, Jesus calls himself the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation. And that tells us something. That's a Christmas concept. In other words, we may think like the world is chaotic and not heading to a really good place and things are getting worse. This doctrine actually teaches us that actually the world's heading in a great direction. That actually there will be a time when Jesus, the Omega, the end of all things, will bring justice and peace and righteousness. And so we can live with positive feelings that things are handled just well because Jesus is in charge. That's the gift that God gives us in Christmas, a positive outlook for where things are going because Jesus is with us. Just a couple of notes about our worship service before we begin. The first is that this Sunday, a note about our worship this Sunday, we're only going to offer worship only on Sunday, so 10 a.m. only. There's no Sunday school and there's no fellowship after church, so just a note about that. And then the Luckies, we're heading to Spokane right after in the afternoon. We're going to be away that next week. Just a note, if you have need for pastoral assistant, contact one of the elders. Two of them are here this morning, Dave and Oscar. I'll highlight them so you can contact them. And then also check your mailboxes on the way out. I know we put our Christmas cards for everyone in the mailboxes, but I know there are lots of Christmas cards in those mailboxes, so make sure to pick up those cards before you leave. And then finally, communion today. It should be simple. There are communion packages in the back if you want to remain in the pew. There are some sicknesses in the congregation. You may want to commune in the pew. I'll guide us for that section, but also you're welcome to come forward too for a couple tables here up at the rail. I think that does it for just the announcements here this morning. Again, Merry Christmas. Things are headed in a great direction because Jesus is born for us, he's with us, and he's going to put things right at the end of time.